Funeral services are on the list of essential lines of work, made all the more challenging by the COVID-19 pandemic, both for the families who've lost loved ones and for the funeral home operators who face daunting obstacles to the grief process. Mark Garagosian operates the Garagosian Funeral Home in Watertown, a small family-run business that his father purchased in 1979. He says an uptick in the need for his services started in the final week of March and has continued to grow.
We've probably seen 50% of our calls coming in related to COVID-19. And if you really go back to the last 2 weeks or so, it's probably been closer to 75%. So it's picking up in intensity as the time's gone forward.
What kind of special handling is required in a case like this when you're dealing with someone who's passed because of COVID-19?
We've been wearing masks. We've been wearing, in some cases, full gown PPE to remove patients from nursing home facilities or hospitals. You know, I have different clothing that I change into at the funeral home. Then I change my clothing at the funeral home back into street clothing, then I go home and go right in the shower. So we're taking ultimate precautions to keep it out of my home, just to make sure that she's immune suppressed, my wife. So we're trying to make sure she stays healthy, and no one wants I have a 4-year-old, so no one wants a young child to get sick.
And what's the situation like for families? What kind of special provisions are there for them, considering the social distancing requirements and the crowd size requirements?
We've been doing most of our services at gravesides for the immediate family only. And even when you're having 10 people, there's social distancing and there's that lack of connection with each other. There's not the customary hugs you see and comforting of one another. It's literally just been a ceremonial way to say goodbye to their loved one. There's really no public services being held right now. So people and families haven't really had the real opportunity to grieve in a public manner. And that's been something that's been challenging to some families. They are very accepting of the reality of what we need to deal with, but you know, they wanted to take their mother or father to church and we're not able to do that. They wanted to have a public visitation where their friends could come pay their respects. And that's just been a reality that we haven't been able to provide families with at this point.
It must be difficult on you folks to help the families grieve and mourn.
I've videotaped some services and shared them with family members. So we're doing whatever we can to help. Some families do get creative and do Zoom funerals or do drive-by wakes, I've heard of. Again, and for non-COVID-related deaths, too, it's challenging. It's challenging to help a family that's, you know, seen their loved one suffer for cancer, say, for years. And now, at the end of that battle, they're left with only being able to do a private graveside service. So it's affecting all grieving for all families.
How's this been for you personally as the person who is really running point on these things?
I mean, it's hard. I mean, we are trained in grief counseling and in funeral counseling, but you know, personally, it's emotionally draining. You're hearing a lot of really sad stories, not being able to be with their loved ones at the end of their life. And that's really what has been most striking to me and the saddest part of all this.
I understand your dad is in seclusion right now. Is that self-isolation or?
Him and my mom live at the funeral home. What I asked them to do since things started to get busy was they have a second home. So I asked them to just hunker down up there to avoid any chance that they could get sick. Not worth the risk of my parents who are in their 70s to come in contact with the virus. And I'm trying to stay healthy because if I get sick, that means he's got to come back and run the business. So there's a lot of variable factors here that I'm dealing with. So we're trying the best we can.
Mark Garagosian, thank you very much for speaking to us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark Garagosian operates the Garagosian Funeral Home in Watertown.